This week, the director of the Secret Service, Randolph Alls, released a statement saying the agency has enough money to operate through the end of September, but already over 1,000 agents have hit the federal caps for yearly salary and overtime, leaving hundreds without compensation for the rest of 2017. The costs are partially attributed to the president and his family's busy travel schedule. During President Trump's first 7 months in office, he's taken 5 trips to his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, 1 trip to Trump Tower in Manhattan, and 7 trips to Mar-a-Lago, Florida, each one of those trips south costing more than $3 million each. Protection for the president's globetrotting adult children also rack up some pretty significant costs. In January, the Washington Post reported Eric Trump's expenses for a stay in Uruguay left a bill of nearly $100,000 in hotel rooms for the Secret Service and embassy staff. And all of those costs are starting to catch up to the Secret Service.
This is not an unusual event, but it's one that has continually occurred for the last 25 years or so, where we have agents that are coming up against their max out payment for the year.
James Mottola was a special agent with the Secret Service between 1988 and 2014, and this is a problem he directly experienced. While the compensation issue usually comes up in campaign years, he says it goes beyond the unique challenges of the current administration.
Now, I think we have to take into account a number of factors. The first factor is that, although not a campaign year, we have had an inauguration this year. The Secret Service has also picked up another protectee and their family, which is the Obama family. So we've got the former presidents, which are Carter, Bush, Clinton's Bush and Obama, as well as the service protects the Secretary of Homeland Security, as well as the Secretary of Treasury. And of course, this is not the first time that the Secret Service has had to protect this many adults of a sitting president. For instance, back in the early 90s, during the Gulf War, the Secret Service had protection for George Bush, Jeb Bush, Neil Bush, Dorothy Bush, and Marvin Bush. And they were in 3 different states. So this has happened before. But one of the interesting things that has occurred over the years with the Secret Service, and a lot of it has had to do with funding issues, is that the Secret Service has not been able to hire as many agents as it's needed to replenish the agents that are leaving for attrition or for other issues.
This current president travels a great deal, is away from the White House a great deal. Does this drive costs?
Of course, every president has his own traveling tempo, if you will. Trips outside the White House do cost, of course. But I think that, you know, if we look back even from the Bush to the Clinton era, there was significant travel during the Clinton era by President Clinton. And of course, every president has their own priorities, and we shouldn't dictate to the president where they go and when they go based upon cost alone. So the service's mission is to make sure that the president is safe no matter where he goes. The costs, the service really looks at it from a risk-based approach. They make decisions based on financial oversight with really meticulous oversight in order to make sure that it's cost-effective in every way possible without sacrificing security.
The number of protectees, as you mentioned, has gone up from 31 during the Obama years to now 42 people with the addition of the Trump family. Does that leave the agency overstretched if, as you mentioned, they can't hire to fill that large a new set of requirements?
I don't believe that the agency is overstretched. I believe this is a funding issue. So I think the one thing the American public should know is that the service continues to do its job and its mission to protect its protectees, and they shouldn't be concerned about that. The fact is that this issue with compensation is really a congressionally mandated salary cap that affects supervisors and journeyman agents, specifically on the protective details, because those agents are working quite a bit of overtime, and they're not able to collect or receive the money that they earn during those periods of time because of this federally mandated cap.
Have you ever gone without pay or without overtime in the latter parts of a year?
As a matter of fact, yes, I have. This is something that frequently occurs, and for agents even assigned to field offices, it does occur where you have to perform your duties, and there is no compensation for those duties.
If you're being told by the fall, Well, you've made your money for the year, pal. I mean, it's hard to think of that happening in very many lines of work.
Well, you know, I think that this is something that agents understand that is possible to happen. It doesn't usually occur as extremely as we've seen during campaigns. And in periods of extreme travel, it certainly can be something that the agents must have to come to terms with. But I never thought that it ever impacted our ability to do the job or to conduct the mission as necessary. Unfortunately, it's one of those things that has not been changed, and I have to applaud Director Alice for trying to see if that can be pushed up to another level. I think that would, of course, greatly help, but it's certainly not going to hinder agents from doing their job.
If so many agents are hitting their caps this early in the year, might there be a problem structurally with the way we're managing this expenditure?
These expenditures are very difficult to manage. And forecasting, you can't predict the future. So, of course, I know that the Secret Service looks at this very closely and works within the department as well as with Congress to plan and to prepare better. Compensation and the max out or salary cap have been a consistent problem over the years. And it's probably something that Congress should take a look at. And I know there is support in Congress for this. And I hope that lawmakers are able to recognize this and work with the agency and the department to resolve this situation.
James Mottola was a special agent with the Secret Service between 1988 and 2014. He's now Director for Forensic Investigations and Risk Mitigation at Sobel & Company. James Mottola, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.